They are called this not because here it is. In our English language is almost, not quite, but almost useless in teaching Catholic faith. The one is called general, not because it is vague. No. The one is called the general examen because he does not get down to particular failings or particular graces that I received. You might say the general examen of conscience is an examination of my attitudes towards God. In other words, how have I behaved? How have I behaved towards God during the day? And now, and this is Ignatius, there are five parts to the general examen of conscience. Sisters, I am trying to help you understand the spiritual life. How much of this you do, what you do, between you and God, and of course, your own spirituality and your superiors. And I want to share with you what the great genius on the spiritual life has shared by now with sisters. The average each year for the last 450 years is 1 million people making the spiritual exercises every year. So, there are therefore five parts. I will just briefly identify each part. Number one, I daily examine my conscience in terms of God's graces to me. What has God done for me today? Why? So I may be grateful. And this is the first, the foundation of a genuine examen of conscience. I look at for me twice a day. That's my rule of life. Looking at the good things that God has done for me, for which I should thank Him. Done for me during the past day, or half day, whatever time span I am covering. And sisters, be sure you know, and there are two kinds of graces. There are pleasant graces and there are painful graces. And we should thank God for the painful graces. What has God done for me? What grace has He given me? And watch it. With which I have cooperated. Because I am to thank God both for the grace and for my cooperation. And my cooperation with the grace. To receive an illumination of mind or inspiration of will is not enough. I must then get the additional grace of responding, recognizing with my mind what God is telling me. And accepting the grace that God is giving my will to choose. Number two. So part one, therefore, is gratitude. Secondly, I ask God for the grace to know what things I have done wrong So I need light. And then to give me the grace, that means strength, to, well, cast these things out. And my paper says we should not remove our failings gently, which would mean we get rid of them reluctantly. No, we should be happy. I'm quoting, we should be happy to get rid of the junk, the rubbish in my life. So part two, I ask the Lord, Jesus, what should I throw away? I tell people, we should all have a great big spiritual wastebasket. And for some of our defects, we should have an incinerator nearby. Sisters, I'm not joking. Part three. We then proceed to take an account of our soul's behavior since the last time I made an examination of conscience. And now, you may be surprised, even shocked. My rule tells me to, at least for a moment, do this every hour. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just quoting St. Ignatius to, well, make an account of my behavior. It's the last time I've examined my conscience. It is remarkable what relapses we have about certain aspects of our lives. Sisters, we all have amnesia. What's amnesia? We forget. We all have spiritual amnesia. And this is part of our fallen human nature. We forget what I did wrong. What do? I do it again. That's number three. Number four, we should ask our Lord for pardon. And Ignatius says, we don't ask for pardon unless we are sorry. Sometimes we tell people, I'm sorry. And, well, they hope we mean it. We can ask God, Lord, forgive me. And sisters, He is more than ready, but He might ask us, what about your sorrow? You don't sound sorry to me. And this is, in some ways, the hardest part of our examines of conscience. That we, shall I use the verb, arouse ourselves to sorrow for my ingratitude, my injustice, my stupidity, and telling God, I'm just a fool. Sisters, I do this, of course, quietly. Nobody hears me, but I tell Jesus, more than once in a day, Jesus, I'm an idiot. I'm a fool, and I mean it. It's just as well that people don't see the inside of our souls. I think we lose just about every friend in our lives. However, and this is a very important however, we are so slow to see ourselves, and I mean these words, to see ourselves as fools and idiots in the spiritual life. Now, number five, and we're still on the general examen. It should include an honest purpose. An honest purpose, not just of amendment, not just, in other words, to not do the wrong that I've done today, not to repeat that tomorrow. That is one purpose of amendment we should make. But no, I should also examine my conscience and conclude with, what am I going to do which is pleasing to God? And always, what am I going to do and how am I going to do it? And I would ask, even when I'm going to do it. And over the years, sisters, and I can't believe it, 50 years and now 161 days in my priesthood. Plan, sisters, number five is plan. Plan what you're going to do. Sisters, does anyone here know what the Latin verb for to do is? What the Latin verb to do is?